Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Well, the fact of the matter is that we know a certain percentage of them, and I don't believe the new numbers that are less than 7%, what's been pretty well established, about 30% get back into the fight. And when you get down to these last 127 at Gitmo, these are the hardcore and they're also the leaders. So their impact would be considerably greater. And it's an outrage for our troops who are engaged in this fight, you know, against radical Islam, to have to fight these people again after having lost life and limb, to put them in Gitmo. That, and also, as we know, this also endangers the security of the American people. There's 81 hardcore radical Islamists in Gitmo from Yemen.
That's General Jack Keane. He was on Fox today talking about the fact that there's been another transfer of five more Gitmo detainees as there's a push from the White House to close Guantanamo. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing in your nooks and crannies? We got two fat football games coming up this weekend, meaning AFC and NFC championship game. And I'll briefly mention why that's important. Also important today, the House voted to overturn Obama's immigration actions, and that bill is heading full steam to the Senate, but the White House already has said, forget about it, anything that comes this way will be vetoed, and there isn't enough votes in the Senate that would change that scenario. So even with Republicans in control of the Senate, the bill faces some tough choices and chances there, especially because the Republican leaders in the House decided to push ahead with the demands from other members by including a vote to undo the 2012 policy that deals with the Dreamers, which goes to the president's executive action. So the Department of Homeland Security is teetering on, at the end of February, will it be funded or won't it be funded? And this is part of that battle that we knew was going to happen, and here it is unfolding. What an easy prediction that was to make. Speaking of predictions, I want to make sure, to be fair, that we got two callers on because we did the nail the score thing, and we had a little technical snafu. And I know Pete in Texas and Dan in Texas were trying to weigh in. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, we're not nailing politicians. We're not pinning the tail on anything except for trying to nail the score of the two games, the AFC and the NFC championship game. You don't have to know anything about football. The reason that we do it is it's fun. So with all the heavy that we're talking about and the buzz in your backyard and my backyard and what's being dumped out of our wallets and our purses and how ripped off we feel or how elated we actually feel about some things, I've brought back the Daily Wow because there are some awesome people in this country doing awesome things to help other people, and I don't want to leave them out of the conversation. So Pete in Texas, my goodness, thank you for hanging through. I know that you want to try to nail the score, and you should be able to do that. So what do you think happens in the games?
Oh, it's good to be back. Don't swear you're on the air. Here we go. Let's call it the Green Bay Seattle game. I'm going to pick Seattle 38, Green Bay 31. And the Colts and the Pats, 35-21.
Yeah, 35 to 21. That was exactly mine, and you can take mine, so that's perfect. 35 to 21. I agree with you there. Boy, it was really disappointing to see what happened to the Dallas Cowboys. I think they got ripped off, I have to say, no matter what anyone else thinks. That call was bogus. Yeah.
It was a catch, yeah.
Yeah, it was a catch, and that's unfortunate because you hate it when officials ruin the game, but I think that's a case where they did ruin the game. Absolutely. Absolutely. Pete, I feel you. I feel you. Absolutely. And thank you for calling, hanging through, nailing the score. Dan in Texas as well. Dan, what do you think happens in those two games? Do you like Seattle or Green Bay in the first one?
Well, I'm going to take Green Bay and give you 31, Green Bay 24 for Seattle. And I'll take the same score for the Colts to beat up on the Patriots of New England.
I like it, a contrarian, and you know what? That could happen. Absolutely.
And I'll call you later. I'll call you later with some more information.
I like it. Thank you, Dan. Okay, so we are, as they say, locked and loaded when it comes to all the scores for Nail the Score. Anybody who sent us some scores in, don't worry, we've got those too as well. Okay, so I was talking about the situation on the floor of the House. And there were some Democrats that actually voted with some of the Republicans, too. But it's a question of, as I'll say again and again, you, no matter what happens with the Senate, because there's not enough there anyway, you still have the power of the veto. And the president had this to say about immigration and his action.
Obviously, there are disagreements around the table on a whole range of issues, but there are also areas where we can't agree, and that's where we're going to be focused.
All right, so how about that? That seems pretty vague. They're trying to find the agreement within the area where they can agree, I suppose. If you remember, the first time around in 2012, I was thinking about this because I keep notebooks on votes sometimes. I know it's kind of geeky, huh? It's that nugget of information. And if you remember, it passed 218 to 209, so tight. That was so close. And there was, you know, Republicans and Democrats that were opposed. But this time, it was different, but the numbers are different in the House. And in the Senate, the numbers are different, too. And the mantra seems to be the Constitution, that this is an overreach, this is an affront to the rule of law, this is an affront to the Constitution, there's no alternative, what do we do? There's the dispute between the parties or even the branches of our government, but this time it's just too far over the top. And there's no question when it comes to the other side of processing people that are affected by this, the ducks are not lined up. They got to hire like 1,000 people, process them, vet them, do all that in 6 weeks, set up an office, and you're almost at the end. I think you're really almost at the end of February when you're not going to have funding for the Department of Homeland Security. So that's a big issue, a big problem in itself. And that's where all of this is headed, to that murky line in the sand area. What happens next? Where are we going next? Coming up on America Tonight, I'll give you a roadmap. We can count. We're going to talk about the numbers. You know how I always say you trace things back to numbers, and oh boy, there's so many numbers this time around. Plus, the commonality of successful people. We're going to talk to a writer who found a bunch of traits that absolutely tie uber successful people together, even if they came from very humble beginnings. We're squaring the circle next. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yeah, time for that numbers thing that I love. It is all about numbers, isn't it? And we got a bunch of them for you now, including this one on We Can Count about reducing your commuter time. I mean, I don't have that problem. I have had that problem in the past. I think the longest I ever commuted was like an hour. Oh, it was brutal. I didn't think it would be bad, but you try going from just outside of Philadelphia to New York, and you never knew what the traffic was going to be like. But anyway, there was this research at Carnegie Mellon University, and they think they found a solution. They say they can reduce the commute times of urban workers by 40%. You know how they're going to do it? Replace physical traffic lights with virtual traffic lights. So this is what happens. Traffic lights would be created on demand when two cars are trying to cross the intersection. Then they'd be turned down as soon as they don't need it. So virtual traffic lights would appear on the driver's dashboard and explain with green and red arrows which direction they can safely travel in, just like with normal traffic lights. But they disappear once it's been crossed. And some of the developers of this idea feel like, hey, virtual traffic lights, that cuts out carbon emissions, that reduces accidents, that cuts commute times. I don't know. It's a cool futuristic thing to talk about, but I think that I could see people really messing up with this. But my dashboard didn't say, so I kept driving right into the other driver. I can see a futuristic problem with this as well. Let's put it that way. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a good idea in a small area, or, but they're saying urban. If it was in a smaller place where it wasn't as I don't know, where some wasn't as congested, but that's the whole idea, that in congested areas, you would help save the commute, you know? How about this? This is so brutal. There's a big story out now about a Saudi Arabian rights activist, Raif Badawi, who's been publicly flogged because he was insulting Islam, you know, despite all of the outcry over his sentence that's been handed down by a court in a very conservative kingdom, Saudi Arabia. Amnesty International has been all over this, right? The flogging of this activist in Judea was the first of 20 sessions imposed by a Saudi court after his 2014 conviction. He was arrested for creating, check this out, an online forum in 2008 that his wife says was meant to encourage discussion about faith. So what does he get for that? He's going to have 1,000 lashes. So he's a blogger, basically. So for blogging that, he, or for having this blogosphere set up, for insulting Islam is what they're saying, he got his first 50 lashes. Oh, that is brutal. I mean, how awful. And the crowd gathered around. The crowd cried out, you know, Allah Akbar. He was flogged. And, you know, his wife said she could barely even watch the video. And, of course, the Saudi Arabian Ministry of Foreign Affairs are not going to say anything. What are they going to say? The U.S. has called on the Saudis to withdraw the sentence and review the case, but so far, nothing. So just think about that for a minute. You know you've been sentenced to 1,000 lashes, and you just took 50 lashes, which, by the way, were videoed, and there were people watching it. But what would the pain of that be like? What would that feel like? I can't even imagine. Another great reason to love the country we live in, because we have freedom of speech. Even if you don't agree with some of the crazy blogging, who cares? You don't have to read it. But our people have the right to say what they want to say. Oh, that freedom of speech, baby, is so valuable. All right, back to the numbers, and this is depressing. 8 inmates and 2 correctional officers were killed on a Wednesday. Check this out. Their bus flew off the road and collided with a moving train. It happened in West Texas, and even 5 more people, 4 inmates and another staff person, were injured outside of this, and this happened in Odessa, not too far from Odessa anyway. And so the explanation is, you look at the pictures, this is radio, and the bus is mangled. I can't believe anyone even survived that. None of the train crew was injured. That makes sense, because you think a train and a bus, but you had 2 trailer loads carrying packages that were involved, and it was UPS, so that's the part of the train that hit. And the bus was traveling from a prison in Abilene to one in El Paso, and of course the National Transportation Safety Board, they're on the scene, they got to investigate it. But there's more to this story as to how this happened. And, man, it was the craziest looking thing ever. Looking at the photographs of that, the bus, if you looked at it from afar, it'd be like a little boy stepped on the bus and smashed it into his trains. And so you knew that wasn't going to be good. And, when I didn't even know who it was, I was like, wow, I wonder how many survivors are going to be in that. Probably not very many, because it just absolutely does not look good. Doesn't look good at all. All right, more numbers for you. That's what I love about We Can Count. It's a wacky numbers world, and maybe because they pop out at me so much, and that's the reason why we started this segment, because so much of what we talk about ends up coming back to the numbers of something. What are the numbers? What are the numbers that wow you? What are the numbers that, you know, absolutely appall you? All right, here's one for you. The U.S. side of the International Space Station evacuated. Boy, and this is all because of a false alarm. So imagine that. You're an astronaut in space, and it's, what, like a fire drill? Go ahead, you're out there in space. Kind of like we're looking at Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. I mean, but seriously. So you have a U.S. crew on the International Space Station, and they had to be relocated, and it ended up being, a false alarm. What they thought it was an ammonia leak in the cooling system, And so the American segment of the station moved to the Russian segment temporarily. So you've got two astronauts, there's your number, two SUS astronauts that are on the International Space Station. Commander Barry Wilmore, will give him credit, and flight engineer Terry Virts. They are the two that are up there. One thing, it was a false alarm. They had to wait while the equipment was powered back up, but then they could go crawl back over to their side. Oh, that would be so strange, wouldn't it? So, good thing is they're doing fine and everything's okay, and I guess you certainly want to have systems in place in case something like that would happen, because that, you know, how quickly that could come down on them. And so luckily, you know, that wasn't the case there. So let's put it that way, right? All right, money. That's an easy one to talk about, right? Because, you know, who doesn't want to talk about, well, money is paper. I was going to say, who doesn't want to talk about money? But money is paper. You got to keep it in perspective, folks, right? So check this out. But this is big paper. Samsung approached BlackBerry supposedly about buying the company. You know how much they wanted to pay? $7.5 billion. You would think they would jump at that, because how many people have BlackBerries anymore? I mean, do you ever see people with BlackBerries? I guess holdouts. And I get you. I feel you if you're a holdout, because technology moves so fast, doesn't it, that I miss the flip phone. When can we just have a phone that was a phone that didn't cost us a ridiculous amount of money? But BlackBerry shares soared 30% higher on those rumors of an offer from Samsung, because we know the markets are fueled by negative news and rumors. So somebody throws a rumor out there and it's tagged as legitimate, and the next thing you know, the stock goes soaring. But then in after hours, of course, when it was not, you know, proven out, it dipped another 16%. But BlackBerry's got to do something different. So they're focusing more on software and other services instead of, you know, what they traditionally were doing, because they're having a hard time competing with smartphone makers like, of course, Apple and Samsung and, you know, Google, which has Android, and so many of the others that are out there. They can't compete. I mean, BlackBerry is outdated, and that's the danger when you're a company like that. You have to, with the technology flying the way it is, you know, crazy how fast technology moves, you have to be in front of the curve. You have to pay the right people who know what the trends are to jump in front of that, or you'll always be behind the eight ball. How do you get in front of something when everybody else is soaring past you and your technology is so outdated? But that's pretty interesting. And I'll tell you, if that story was true, if I were BlackBerry, I would have jumped all over that, no doubt about it. All right, that's it for this edition of We Can Count.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Success. America is a thing-oriented culture. It's a culture of objects, things. We bow down before that God every day.
Betsy Etchett is in our virtual green room, and I'll tell you what, he's written such a fascinating book. He actually sent me a copy of it, a PDF of it, and I missed my dinner, I missed everything because I was too busy engrossed in it. And the book is called 12 Qualities of Highly Successful People. And here's the key part for all of you listening in those nooks and crannies and how you can develop those 12 qualities. Satie, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Sure, my pleasure to join you.
And you looked at a lot of different people, from Abraham Lincoln and world leaders to business-type people, the Warren Buffetts of the world, all kinds of people in putting your research and your book together, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I did extensive research on this book.
How hard was it to narrow the list down and decide who was going to make it in?
Yeah, it was a very hard choice. I came across about 250 names. Then finally, I had to boil them down to 130. So it was a difficult choice because for each quality, there were so many people who qualified under one particular quality, you know. So it was a difficult, daunting task.
And you talk about the 12 qualities, but
yeah.
So tell us what you think were some of the most important qualities of the 12. I mean, obviously all 12 are important, but what really stuck out for you when you were pulling your list together?
Yeah, the most fascinating quality is persistence, because that is the most important quality, because it can compensate for lack of talent or lack of knowledge. lack of luck. But if one is persistent, one day or the other, one is bound to succeed. So I will grade persistence as the most significant quality.
So people like Richard Branson, who's the founder of Virgin Air, J.K. Rowling, the author of the successful Harry Potter books, who was actually unemployed when she was writing them, from Fred Smith, who's the founder of FedEx, who couldn't get a job with, I think it was UPS, and then or got laughed out about his paper and then started his own company. I mean, they all had those qualities, right, of being persistent?
Yeah, but They all come under different qualities, actually, because Richard Branson comes and has categorized him under people believing in himself, oneself, you know. And,
right.
Fred Smith also believed in himself because he has written a paper on the concept of overnight delivery when he was studying at Yale. And he got a C grade for bringing that concept because his professor said that an idea will not work. And when he joined the Marine, he could, from his experience, realize that it is possible, you know. So after leaving Marine, he started this one and it became a success, you know. So J.K. Rowling is also like that, you know, believing in oneself. She had to go through a lot of hardships in life, but she believed in herself and with a determination, she was able to achieve success.
Yeah, great examples. Another thing that you talk about is that successful people set goals, but you know what happens, Seti? A lot of people say, I want to make $1 million, I'm going to make $1 million, or I'll do X, Y, Z, and they're very huge, giant, big goals, but no specifics in those goals. Is that part of the problem when people set goals?
Yeah, setting goals is one thing, but pursuing them is a different thing. You know, you must consistently and continuously pursue those goals. You must review the goals very frequently. Say, for example, once a week, you must review the goals and see how much I am progressing, what are the obstacles. And if there are some obstacles or problems, you must overcome them, you know. So just setting a goal or just dreaming by themselves will not be enough. All of the action is the most important thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you get the persistence, you talk about the goals, and then I think another place where people fall down, and you talk about this in your book, and I guarantee lots of people listening to America Tonight can relate to this in the nooks and crannies out there, that you're not good at setting parameters. You're not good with time, and that's important, isn't it? To achieve certain things and have accountability, right?
That's right. That's why, you know, all these 12 qualities are highly interrelated and interconnected, you know. They are not mutually exclusive. On the other hand, they are all interwoven together, you know. So having persistence will help you to achieve your goals. Like that, being self-discipline helps you to achieve your goals. So they are all interrelated, you know. They are not watertight compartments. So
they're
all different qualities, but they are all united together also, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And another key thing, and you talk about this with goal setters and whatnot, and it's kind of a similar thing in what we're talking about, but you focus on your strengths, not things that you have no interest in and you just think you should do it because everybody says, well, go into computers or you should be in IT or, geez, just be a banker or do whatever. And you have to focus on what your strengths are, right?
Right. You must follow or chase our passion, and then you'll be more committed and you'll be more interested to, you know, chase those passions and achieve what you want to achieve, you know. So follow the strengths. That is a great quality to have, because then you'll be more interested and enthusiastic to work on them, you know.
Yep. And the other thing is, another thing that you talk about is to visualize the goals so vividly that it feels as if you're actually living through that, right?
That's right. You create a picture of what you want to achieve in your mind and live through that experience as if you have already achieved, you know. That the sense of visualization empowers you and it motivates you to work for it, you know. So it's a really important thing to visualize. And almost all the sportsmen and athletes, performing artists, they all visualize, you know, what they are working on. So that is the real trigger for them to keep on moving.
And one of the big things, too, and a lot of successful people have certainly been quoted in various ways referring to it, but it's being committed to it, right, and not giving up. You talked about persistence, but there is a thing about commitment as well.
Yeah, commitment is very, very important because if you lose our commitment, that means we lack determination. You know, commitment is something we do with determination. Whatever the obstacles and hurdles, you stick with it, you know, and take necessary action to fulfill your commitment, you know. So in the process, you may go through ups and downs, but you should not give up. You must keep on persistently into what you are doing, what your commitment, follow with them.
One of the other things you talk about is, along with that same thing, is avoiding procrastination.
Yeah. That is a very common quality we see in many people. So best thing is to attack it head on so that you don't put off what you can do tomorrow or what you can do today, you know? So
yep.
That is the one thing we have to fight continuously.
Absolutely. I love it. I think your book is very inspiring because I like the fact that you go through so many different types of people and their histories and really, really lay it out. And the book is called The 12 Qualities of Highly Successful People and How You Can Develop These 12 Qualities. Satie, can people get it on Amazon or do they have to go to your website?
Yeah, you can get it from Amazon.com. It is available. My website also is available, but it's easy for people to get it at Amazon. Then they may not remember my name, but they can go to Amazon and type 12 qualities of highly successful people. It will be easier to buy from Amazon.com.
There you go. Satie, good luck with that, and thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for calling me. It's nice talking with you, Kate.
You
I
too.
I appreciate it.
All right, some of the things that I thought were interesting and the reason why I had Satie on, and hopefully you could hear some of what he was talking about, but he really went through a wild list of all kinds of people, you know, from historical names that you know to people not quite as famous, and talked about, you know, the qualities. So some of the people featured in the book, for example, were like the Wright brothers. And you think of the Wright brothers and how they were just laughed. Everybody's laughed in their face when they talked about flight and they talked about wanting to fly and what we could do to fly and that kind of thing. I mean, they were the pioneers, obviously. The interest in flying was there from the time the Wright brothers were kids and they were turned down, but they did all that research. They started reading any books on flight they could. They finished reading every book in all the libraries. They went to the Smithsonian. They asked for more information on flight. They did everything. They looked at bicycles, printing presses, other machines, mechanical skills that they would ultimately need. And then they started their experiments in 1899, which to me the Wright brothers was so fascinating anyway. And then they did thousands of tests and experiments. Thousands of them. So it wasn't like they just tripped a switch and got lucky. You know, they were very, very daring, and their experiments and all that research absolutely paid off for them. And that's just one of the many examples. And I really did pour through his book because I just thought it was fascinating the things that so many of these different people had in common. It's like Steven Spielberg. I mean, geez, the guy's one of the most famous filmmakers in the world, right? And if you knew nothing about Spielberg and you wanted to say, oh, he's so lucky, he's just a lucky guy. No, he didn't go to college. He got rejected from film school. He started making films when he was a kid. He didn't come from a wealthy family. He was like 12 years old, and he did an 8-minute Western. And the Western, I've actually seen snippets of it. It's called The Last Gun. And then, you know, then he went on and graduated to making a longer film, and then he won a prize. And the thing is about him that I think is so interesting, like I mentioned, is he got rejected from film school. But he kept going, and, you know, look what happened ultimately with him, you know, after he got out of high school. He wanted to be at USC, but he was rejected. So then he went to California State University eventually, did film studies. But originally he wasn't in college, so how about that? Interesting stuff, to say the least. Stay with us. Much more to come on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Once again, it's like being at the racetrack. Everybody's screaming, and we're going down the final stretch. One of my favorite things that we do each and every week here on America Tonight is a really cool segment that you can get involved in. It's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hum, dum.
Dum, dum. All right, so here's how it works. People have sent me in the dumb things that they shouldn't have done. We all do silly, dumb things. It's just human nature. Nobody's perfect, you know the old saying. And so many things that happen that we think are unique often are things that happen to so many other people. So if you've done something dumb and you want to share it with us, send it to me at americatonight.net. This one from Joseph, who says, Kate, I'm a huge fan of the show. Like you and your boys, the callers, everything about it, I have to tell you, I've been listening for 2 months, and I love the dumb things deal. So my dumb thing is, I was in a small town, I'm a salesman, and I was in a small town visiting some clients, and it seemed so safe. Everybody kept their doors open, yada yada. And when I went to my hotel room, I left the car running. I was just going to unload a few things, and I was going to go grab some grub somewhere. I figured it was safe. So I left the keys in the car, carried a bag in through the lobby into my room, and when I came out, my car was gone. Somebody had stolen the car. So naturally, everything I needed was in the car. The panic sets in. I call the police. Turns out some kids were on a wild joy ride. Of course, I didn't know that until the day after when they found the car. But I guess it was a dumb thing to assume it was safe to leave the car running. And yes, I had one of those cars. It was an older car that I had rented, and there was nothing I could do about it. So, dumb. Yeah, I don't know. In this day and age, leaving the car running, I don't know. Nathan, you're probably still hanging there. Would you leave a car running, like just to go run into a convenience store and grab a Coke or do something like that and run back into the car?
I do, but I do feel bad about it every once in a while.
Yikes. Be careful. I think that you do assume it. You just assume. I mean, hey, I'm running into Wawa. I'm running into wherever. I'm just grabbing something. I'm going to leave the car running. Especially now we're in cold weather. And more than in hot weather, people in cold weather leave cars running because they want to keep the heat on and keep it running. And it's, you know, defrosting or doing whatever if it's snowing. And I don't know. I like to think, because I'm an optimist, that people are inherently good, but apparently things like that can happen. So along the lines of cars and car problems, here's one from Adrian, who says, dumb things. Let me count the ways. Most of them have to do with cars. I can't tell you how many times I've left keys in the car. I know that's changed now with OnStar and everything else, but through the history of my life, probably 10 times, and geez, I'm not kidding. The latest thing that I did was I have a Honda, and it takes special, you have these special nuts that you need if you have a flat tire. And that's the only way you can use them to get the tire off. I hope this makes sense. But you have to keep them with the car. And, of course, who knows, they gave them to me and I threw them somewhere on a shelf. And it became quite a quandary because my car had a flat tire. Luckily, I had free towing. It got towed to a tire place. But then they couldn't do anything with it because they didn't have the exact nuts that you needed for the car. So then I had to go to a dealer, and it became just a nightmare thing, which should have been no big deal. I guess the lesson here is when they give you something at the dealership and tell you, hey, it's all different now, you can do this, this, and this, but make sure that you keep this in the car. I know what he's talking about because I have a Honda and I have the same problem, and I have those, they're like four of them, of course, and I have them in the car. Because you need them for that thing, if you're going to take the tire off. And that is a way to keep people from stealing cars. And I guess for some people, it's backfired because they didn't realize they had to have them in the car. You know, it's one of those things, if you're a supercar person, you're geeky, you know everything about the car, and you probably fix it blindfolded. And then there's the rest of us who, yeah, great, it works, I can drive it, I can do a few things on it, boom. And until something breaks, you have no idea. And especially since now, it's like a computer. You're driving a computer. So, you know, you don't have the whole thing with rolling, even windows. You don't have the whole thing with rolling up the windows. Now everything's computerized, so things break down or you get weird signals on the car and you don't know what it is, and because it has to do with something in the computer system. All right, how about this one from Owen, who says, Katie Kate, love the show. I heard somebody call you that once, and I like that nickname. I hope you don't mind. Here's the dumb thing I did, and I think somebody else had a similar thing happen to them, and it kind of jogged my memory. But I went to the movies and got a whole bunch of candy and popcorn, too much for me to really carry. I had my kids with me, ranging in age from 6 to 16, why I had them run ahead and get the seats and didn't keep even one with me, I don't know. But as I was stumbling across lots of different people, I ended up in a mess. Everything flew out of my hands pretty much. So sodas went flying and popcorn went flying and people snapped their heads around at me and snarled, and it was a big deal because the movie was just starting. And then, of course, my youngest son was yelling, Daddy, Daddy, where's the candy? And it fell on the floor, so then I crawled back to look for that. It was basically a disaster. So there has to be an easier way. There is an easier way. You know what the easier way is? The easier way is if you go to these places now where you can, where they just serve you, you know, and they're not all super expensive. Sometimes they're even cheaper than what you get at the concessions. Like in Texas and in some places in the Southwest, they have a thing called Alamo Draft House, and it's great. I mean, you can just get a bowl of popcorn like you're sitting there watching TV. So you just go and then order off the menu, and it's, I really think it is cheaper than the concessions. So that's one way to thwart that. And the other thing is, I mean, for goodness sake, if you have a bunch of hands with you, everybody has to carry. And you have to have at least one wingman with you to help grab the stuff. Otherwise, that's what's going to happen. It's all going to slip out of your hand. And you're right, somebody else had that happen. It was just popcorn in their case, but it went flying, and the people in the movie got upset, and it was, you know, crazy. Okay, then I got this one. I'm trying to lump some of these together. As I said, we all have some of these common problems. I got this one from Keith, who says, you know, Kate, this is probably a really, really bad, bad thing, because I remember what happened in that movie theater in Florida. But people have such short patience or attention spans or whatever it is, short fuses, I guess. I was scurrying to get to the movies. I had my daughter and my wife with me, and we get to the movies, and we get there in time, and it's, you know, the movie's dark, and they're showing previews, so the movie's not even on yet, and my cell phone goes off. Darn it. Why? Because I grabbed my car keys, I had my phone in my pocket, I wasn't trying to upset anybody, I just, you know, forgot about the phone, because we were rushing. So then it's dark, and everybody's looking at me, and the phone is ringing loudly, and I'm trying to shut it off, and I get all discombobulated, and the phone drops, cracks, and then I have to scurry around and try to find the phone, and boy, it was like the whole theater was hissing at me, but I thought I better not say anything, because we all know what happened to one person who got into it with somebody at a movie theater over a cell phone. Yeah, that story was in Tampa, and it was a sheriff's deputy, a retired sheriff's deputy, whose son was meeting him at the theater, and he was there with his wife, and there was a couple in front of him, and the guy was texting on the cell phone his daughter, and they got into it, and he shot him. He killed him. It was the craziest thing. And the cell phone thing, you know, they emphasize it so much in the movies, like, you will be removed, whatever. But sometimes you got to give people some grace. You're rushing, you forget it's in your pocket, for goodness sake, let someone have 2 seconds to turn it off, especially if it's in the preview, so the movie hasn't even started yet. Dumb things I shouldn't have done, send me yours, americatonight.net. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.